Hey, hello everybody. Welcome to Big League Fishing. Doug Flint, Keith Munson in here. You know, we were talking some trash last week. Hey, we got Sean producing the show. How about that?
Because Josh Toffness had his youngin.
He had a baby.
Yeah, and his name?
Douglas Keith. He named it after us.
Yeah, yes, he was born on the team.
Keith Douglas.
Keith Jackson Emery Keith Douglas Toffness.
Say that again.
Jackson Emery Keith Douglas Thompson Toffness.
Jackson Emery. Wow.
Yeah, Jet.
Jet. Oh,
God. He wants you to be a ball player.
I gotcha.
We didn't even get close. I thought we had a shot. You're fired, Josh. Sean, you got it now.
Sean's
turn.
What do
you name a baby after
maybe
us?
Sean will have one. Name it after us, I think.
Nope. No, I've already got one. She ain't named after you guys either.
Hey, everybody. We hope you're doing good. You know, we came on here last time and we started talking. Well, last week we didn't because we had some nasty weather here last time.
Yes, we did.
And we were.
But it's nice this weekend.
Golly. Will you be fishing?
Yes.
Wow. Is there tournaments?
Yes.
Cumberland?
Yes.
God.
They had a tournament at Cumberland last weekend. As cold as it was last Sunday.
It was cold.
It only had 4 bags over 20 pounds.
Goodness gracious, they're still catching them.
They're catching them.
Unbelievable. Everybody keeps asking me, say, have you been fishing? Yeah. Have you caught them? Well, yeah, but we're not catching them like everybody else.
We're not catching the 20. But we had one good day, got close to 20, but most of the time
we're catching. Yeah, but that was a practice day.
We're good at that, aren't we?
And then we go back to the tournament, and we throw till I got to go home and ice my arm throwing that darn Alabama rig, and I'll be dead gum if we come back with about the same. We'll be 11 something.
11 or 12 pounds, something like that.
And they said, well, that's great. Y'all have a nice trip back to Lexington.
Yeah.
Pitiful.
They don't even offer to buy us a hamburger.
Nothing. You know, I think as much as we've donated, is there any way we can write those off on our taxes?
Yes, we can.
Okay. I need to know how you do that because it's obvious we ain't going to win nothing.
Either that or we wait for them up top of the hill and beat them up. Take the money.
Hey, Big League Fishing. We hope you're having a great, great time. The weather's been extremely warm, as high as the 60s. And
gosh, hadn't it been nice?
I know. Water temperatures probably, has it got into the 40s?
I'd say it did after last weekend, but it's probably upper 40s, low 50s, I would guess.
Dang. So you can still, I remember the last time we fished, it was a little cooler. Not bad. And you were talking, you know, this the water temperature, the way it is, you could almost throw a crankbait, spinnerbait, A-rig, flip. Jig, flip,
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, they're everywhere right now.
Have you got any inclination as to how those boys are catching big bags of fish?
I'm sure it's A-rig.
Probably some
on a crankbait, but I'd say, you know, when you have multiple bags over 20, usually it's the same thing.
So I got you.
How that goes.
Well, how come we haven't had one of them?
Because we're not good.
Because we ain't going to go that far next time. We're going to go someplace else.
You got that part right.
And we're going to go where we're in target some more fish. You and I need to find a day to go down during the week where we can practice like them other guys are practicing a lot.
Well, some of them do and some don't. Some just catch them. We can't make that excuse. They just catch them.
That's not an excuse. I'm just complaining.
Yeah, me too. I'm crying is what I'm doing.
Oh, I am too. You know, Cumberland has stayed on fire. For anybody who's out there going to fish, it has been on fire. You can go down and catch a bunch of fish in a lot of different ways, so there's really no excuse. Have you ever, in the last several years, even leading up to the point where they started working on the dam, has Cumberland ever been this hot for this long?
No, it has not. I've seen stretches. One spring we got about mid-February, it got up in the low 50s and stayed there, it seemed like, through April.
Yep.
And then fish bit like crazy. Wow. 50 to 55 degrees and they bit every time you went, just like now.
Do you think the key it's the temperature or the fact that they're holding so much more water than they used to?
I think they've had some good spawns with the water being down and all that brush and stuff that the fish have been able to get in the last few years, couple years, and they've just had some good spawns and the Cumberland's on a rebound, and it's just a lot of good things have come together at the same time.
And
guys have learned how to catch them. You know, the big swim baits are catching a lot of fish, and they are nationwide, and these guys down there utilize that and learn how to catch them on the A-rig and everything else. So.
Well, yeah, you remember the day when we would go down the wintertime, and if you caught you one decent smallmouth and a decent largemouth and had you three Kentucks, you had a chance to win
most of
the tournament.
Getting the check. That won't even get you close to a check.
No. And, I mean, we're catching some good spots, but when you see Richard Boland not catching the good spots, of course, Richard jumped up and caught him some other kind the other day.
He caught 17 pounds last weekend in that tournament. I think he won, didn't he, or second?
He was close.
Second, so.
Sorry. But that's good. You know, Richard puts on all those tournaments. He's the last boat to go out and the first boat to come in, and he's the one that puts all the effort into it. We just go down pay, so I'm glad for him.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, he's a good guy, and I mean, I'm not sure about the way he voted, but
not me either.
But other than that, he's a really good guy.
Did you say voted or boated?
Yes. He took more abuse on that ramp one morning, than any one man ought to take getting ready to go fishing.
We were at the Fisherman Championship, Regional Championship, and he stood his ground. I'll give him credit.
Well, I tell you what, he's a good guy, and he runs a nice tournament. And the thing I like, he doesn't complicate it much. You go there, you give the money, you get your boat number, you go fish. When you come in, I mean, there's not all of this messing around.
Right.
I mean, when you get your full time to fish when you're in a tournament, Richard has.
Right. I like the way they take off 1 through 10, and there'll be 25 boats take off. Some people can't count.
Yeah. You know? I tell you, it's been good, though, folks. If you got a chance to go, because the weather's still pretty decent. I mean, even when it's cold now, it's not getting really cold.
No, and it's very bearable. You know, last weekend.
Wind is the key, I think.
Wind is the key, but. You know, this cold air we had last weekend, I just thought it was miserable, but then they had that tournament, it didn't get up. I don't think it got above freezing last Sunday.
And you didn't go fish either, did you?
I didn't go either day. No, I stayed home, and it was just cold. I thought miserably cold.
Why didn't we go?
It was 18 degrees for the high.
Oh, that's right.
And we kind of wimped out.
Wait a minute. When it was 18 degrees for the high, that's when they caught four 20-pound bags?
Yes, last Sunday.
Boy, we're a couple of wusses.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Can I say that on the radio show? Yeah, okay.
You just
wow.
Did.
Yeah. I mean, that is pitiful.
Guilty.
Pitiful. All right. We got to have the new game plan. It's a new year. We went out. We caught 11.33 or something like that. We got to start getting prepared because I'm tired of going and not even staying for the weigh in, not even thinking we're close.
Yeah, that's what depresses me.
All right,
maybe we can weigh in 10.
All right, you're gonna have to do your best.
Okay,
I'm gonna have to up your game, folks. We'll be back with more Big League Fishing here on the Big League Fishing Radio Network.
This is Boudreaux Mint from South Louisiana, and I'm teaching them boys from Big League Fishing everything I know, and hopefully they'll be right back.
Hello, human. This is a Mountain Duet, and we're about to crank things up in this booth. For starters, I don't like my voice. Let's change it. You, get in here.
All right. Somebody, hand me some maracas. That's it. I'm starting to feel it now. Do guy, drop a beat.
How's this?
Do ya, Mountain Doodly, do ya.
I just got gooses. Keep it going. HR department, start chanting. Yes. Gorgeous. Lady in the corner, what do you do? Terrifying. I love it. Toss in a bucket of snakes. Kick it. Bagpipes! I need them! Wizard, summon a storm. Ooh, mama, it's like a freaky spa up here. Elephants, contribute! Jim, smack yourself with a fish. It's the most beautiful sound that has ever been. Mm. If you've got a mouth and a brain, crack open a Mountain Dew and reward your gullet with that bold citrus kick. Until next time, do the do.
All righty, we're back with Big League Fishing. Doug Flynn, Keith Munson. Hey, Sean, what you been doing, by the way? I know every time I see you, man, you got something. You've been busy.
Well, let's see. I went to Breeders' Cup since the last time I did this, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Back in November.
Wow.
And
did you work the Breeders' Cup or just go?
No, I worked it for Horse Racing Radio.
Good deal.
Yeah, so I was out in Santa Anita for a week.
That's pretty neat.
There's nowhere better, man. That's the best horse track in the country. Sorry, Keeneland.
Really?
Sorry, Keeneland. I like Santa Anita better.
Now, do you call the race? Is that what you
do? No, I do the same thing I do here.
Oh, okay.
I'm their tech.
Okay.
Got to make them sound good.
There you go.
As good as possible.
He does for me. He's got to work with me. You got that good radio voice, so I don't really have that. I spoke last night up in Portsmouth, Ohio.
Portsmouth.
Ohio.
Ohio?
Yeah.
That's round on each end, high in the middle, ain't
it? It is. And have you ever been to Portsmouth?
I think I have. I've been through there.
Really? Well, you must have been on a destination because you can't just stumble into it.
Where is
it?
Maybe I'm thinking wrong.
Well, you head towards Ashland from here and then go north when you get about close to Ashland.
I've been to Portsmouth. Is it Ironton, close to Ironton?
Yeah, and Wheelersburg. And it's on the river up there, close to the river.
I know exactly where you're
talking. But I spoke for a guy named Gene Bennett who has been a Cincinnati Red Scout for 58 years.
58 years.
And he had a little accident where he had a little wreck or got hit by a car, busted up his legs.
Really?
88 years old.
Really?
And he signed people like Don Gullett and Dave Tomlin and a whole lot of guys. He was responsible for getting a chance to play in the big leagues.
Mm.
So they were kind of honoring him, and saw Johnny LeMaster, my buddy from the mountains, who coaches at Ashland now, Don Gullett, Walt Terrell, who I played with in Detroit,
and had
a couple of umpires, Charlie Relaford from here and Greg Cook. It was just good to see a lot of the guys, Larry Lubers, Big Red, Reds pitcher. So
that's pretty neat.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, man. And so raised a little money for a nice event and had fun. I got ready to speak for a little longer, but they had a couple of guys that spoke before me, and in the moment, they sort of got into it.
Uh-huh.
But that's fine.
That's good.
They were telling great stories, and that they were being honored, and that's what it was for. So I cut mine back a little bit. However, didn't get home about 1 o'clock in the morning.
I can relate to that. Let me tell you a story.
If I'm fishing and I got to get home 1 o'clock in the morning, I can handle that.
Right. But if I get them go to work, it's a whole different ballgame.
Ain't it, though? Wow.
Well, I was. They called me one day and asked me if I'd do a seminar with Mark Menendez.
Yep.
Mark's a great guy. I've known him for years. I said, sure. So Mark called me the next day. I think we're supposed to do it that upcoming weekend. And he called me Friday, I think, and he was coming down. He said, let's go get us a steak or something. So we went out and ate. We were sitting there, and he said, let's cover this. He said, you know, I like the old jerk bait and stuff, moving crank bait, spinner bait stuff. And he said, you're the jig man. You talk about jigs, flipping, casting. I said, great, we'll do that.
You know, by the way, I got you some new jigs.
You're the man. So he went first. And he
talked. In a tank?
Yeah, we had a little tank. We was in a gym, big gym. Several people there, and we were sitting there, and he was talking about how he throws a crankbait, how he tunes his jerkbait. And he said, a lot of times, if that don't work, I pick up a jig. I like to throw a jig. And got into this big tangent about jigs, how he trims the fiber guard when he's flipping.
Which is what you're supposed to be talking
exactly.
about.
Exactly. So I'm sitting there looking at him. And he even made the comment. He said, we got Keith Munson coming up next. And he said, he fishes a jig. He come down here at Kentucky Lake and catches him on a jig with us and blah, 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 you know, and did all. That's okay. And then he kept on talking about, you know, I like this kind of hook and I like this.
In the jig.
Yeah, on the jig. And he just kept on and on. Finally, so when I got up, I just walked away. First thing I said, well, ditto. What he said.
That's great.
That's about all you can say.
He is a really nice guy. We met him. He was up here
good
for the
guy.
Boat show a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he was with, I don't know, who was he with?
Don't remember. He was probably with the Angler's Outpost.
We were over there with Sportsman.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so
he's going to be, he's in town this week. I think he's out, Angler's Outpost.
Oh, is
this
it?
Week doing a seminar.
Oh, I wonder who they'll have coming in. Hey, we got the boat shows. We got a couple of boat shows.
Oh, we got a lot of boat shows. In fact, there's a good one if you want to drive. Nashville, Tennessee's got a great.
Really? When is it?
I think it's this weekend we're in right now.
Can't make it.
And if it's not, it's next weekend. Not really sure when it is. But I'm pretty sure it's this weekend. But yeah. We got the Louisville boat show at the end of this month. We got the Kentucky Sport and RV right over here at Rupp Arena.
That's in February,
right? That's the first week of February, right?
And are we going to work that?
I think we are. I hope we do. Fun. Yeah,
yeah.
Let's do that.
We'll go over and do it and have a lot of fun, meet some people.
Yeah, have fun with that. Tell some lies. Tell them how we're catching these biggins.
Yeah, well, our boy, our friends at DNL the other day, I remember we called him on the way home from the tournament.
Yep.
I said, got to have some jigs. What are you looking for? And I told him I needed some the hooks. They make the best hook
they
for swim baits.
Swim bait, best hook swim bait.
Because they got a bigger hook in it than some of the ones
great
you get.
Great head, yeah.
And I said, I would like to have some of these. And by golly, about 2 days later,
boom.
Old Barry sent it. He took care of us.
Barry Strunk and them guys are good.
They took care of us, man. So I got them at the house. So if you want them, you're going to have to be real nice for me to give them to you. Hey, like that.
I like it.
And I'll they got your nice favorite thing. Colors, too.
Did you? Well, good.
The only three colors you use now.
And you got one of them for me?
I got one of each.
You're the man.
Yeah, he only sent us about six dozen, so I got one of each for you.
Okay.
One jig.
Hang up more than I do anyway. So.
Hey, I was in Portsmouth last night. Some guy came up and said he listens to our fishing show.
Really?
I said, why you do that? He says, well, I just got a habit of getting up early and there's nothing else on.
I've heard that before.
How about that?
Okay, what's
that? But he listened.
But listen.
And I said, "Do you spread the news around?" He went, "Oh no, 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 no! I don't want to ruin everybody's morning."
We have another faithful Paul, a good friend of yours. In fact, I was at our school board meeting last night. It's Priscilla Harris.
Oh, she gets PJ.
Gets up every Sunday and listens to us.
Does she really?
Yes, she said she only got didn't get last week. I forgot what happened. Said she was getting ready to get up and
see. PJ's like 4'1", and her husband's like 9'8".
Hondo.
Call him Hondo. Hondo actually taught Olga how to speak Kentuckian.
Really?
When she came down from New Jersey. He got over and, you know, he built the house. And so she got talking to him, and he really taught her how to enunciate.
Enunciate as well.
Well, actually, not really. How to unenunciate. Is that a word, John?
She's
unenunciate?
Unenunciate. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
Or unenunciate.
Unenunciate. I like that. That'll go on our list of new words. So,
Disenunciate,
yeah. Yeah. Well,
discombobulate or something.
Well, yeah. So, you're a sick person. You know that? You really need professional help.
Yes, I do.
And so, you're going to fish, and I'm not going to go get
yes,
to today.
Yes, I am.
You're and going I'm, down to Cumberland. Yes. I'm going to be at a baseball camp.
Yes. Give me some Red Scoop.
There's not much going on.
I know
they
got a caravan coming on and good timing.
Oh, yeah. How about this? The Reds are coming down here to do their caravan on a Saturday night when there just happened to be a little ball game between Kentucky and Kansas.
Really?
So do you... How that will really separate the baseball fans from the
isn't that the truth?
People that think so. They might be more people at that caravan in blue than you've ever seen.
I guarantee that
because they'll be there from like 4 to 6, 6:30.
Yeah,
and the ball game's at 6.
I'll be the Cincinnati.
So a lot
Blues.
Of people may stop by at 4 o'clock just to see them.
Yeah, I
see
would.
A blue I'd and then the big blue nation. You know where they're going to be?
Oh golly, that'd be a great game too.
Playing Kansas, yeah,
because Kansas would probably still be number one at the time.
That's right,
and Kentucky would be probably the first good.
What
team
are they now? Ever. Six.
They're third, but I think 1-2 got beat, didn't they, or something?
Oh, yes.
Or,
they probably moved up a little. Hey, yeah. You know what? This is in the last several years, there's been a couple of teams that sort of just stood out. And then you had all these others. There's a lot of good teams.
There's a
this
lot
year.
Of good teams.
West Virginia?
West Virginia is playing some ball.
Man.
Or Baylor wasn't that good, one or the other. I don't
yeah.
Know.
Florida State.
Yeah.
Is playing well. So I.
What about the guy from Duke that keeps tripping everybody and pushing punk, being punk? And stuff?
You know, you think somebody's picking on him. Have you seen the videos?
Yeah.
He's tripping people.
He deserves it. I mean.
He is tripping
I mean,
people.
That's just cheap I mean, shots, what we call that.
It yeah. is. And the thing, if he doesn't quit, because he did it the very next game he played.
Yeah.
After he went on that long one-game suspension. But if he doesn't watch out, he's going to be a targeted man.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't want to be targeted.
Somebody
I think
take
some of those big bulls in the NCAA.
Right.
They'll come at you, big boy.
You're right.
All right, let's
right.
get back to being a bully.
Okay.
That's what guys are doing to us on the lake.
Yes. I don't think it's fair.
I don't think it's fair either. I think we need at least like a 6-pound.
10.
10-pound.
10-pound handicap.
10-pound handicap would
hey,
get
hey,
us.
Let's bring handicap into fishing.
How would you do that?
Cheap. No.
yeah.
No, we have to get us a concrete block. Maybe they'll give us a 10-pound concrete block, put in our weigh bag before we ever put our fish
oh,
in
Oh, yeah,
there.
Or just a 10-pound weight.
10-pound weight, yeah. Concrete block might hurt fish.
Or just put more water in there.
Yeah. Or let Richard weigh them with the water.
With
in
the water
it.
In
just
there.
Just tell him to quit pouring the water.
All right. Now, this time, I mean, seriously, last time we went down there, we just stuck with the Alabama rig because we thought that's what we had mm-hmm. to do because you'd been catching the same amount of weight on a jig.
Mm-hmm.
So you thought, well, you fished 4 or 5 tournaments and it had right 9 to 11 pounds each time. So he said, all right, we're sticking with it and stuck with it. And you were whacking fish. We didn't, but it was different
yeah.
than it was that day when we caught 18 pounds or so.
Yeah.
I mean, the water was just a little different.
Our two primary spots, too, that we thought we would catch a lot of fish off
was too
of
muddy.
Muddy. Yeah. So if I had to do over, we'd probably fish that a little bit differently. But
yeah. How would we have fished it?
We would have fished that differently.
The same area?
Yes.
Oh, so you got that in the back of your mind?
Yes.
For this week?
I knew it. But, you know, when we went in there, I said, well, we could do this, we could do that, but let's go back out there, and that's what we did. So,
yep.
You know, that's just part of the game.
Even though the fish had been in there.
Yeah. Sometimes you make that call, and it comes out great. You know, we go out there and bust us one of them 7-pounders, we're right in the game.
So who are you fishing with?
Right now, nobody, because I was planning on asking you.
Oh, well, you can ask me.
Well, you want to go fishing?
No, thanks. Anyway, though.
Well, now I'm going with nobody.
There you go. I bet Greg will go with you, won't he?
He might. I don't know. I'll find somebody.
Bradley Clark. Flynn would go with you.
I bet he would.
And we know one person would go with you.
Yes.
No, not yes.
Yes.
Wes.
Yes, Wes.
He would probably
Wes is retired, and he's free and can go by then.
He's free every day, and he's down there catching too many crappie right now.
They're catching them at Green River as well.
That's where he catches them.
Yeah, that's crappie, but I heard a guy going down and catching bass. So it's just fish. You better go fish. If you want to go catch some fish, now you better go fishing.
And it's been this way.
Long johns and hit the water.
Yeah, it doesn't get some little flannel drawers and some long johns. And a little light
hand
pair
warmer,
of gloves.
Little hand warmers on top of your hands. And
I got to get me some gloves. Those little hand warmers will fit on top there.
Who makes them? Under Armour?
They do, and there's probably some other people that do as well.
They're underpriced. They're not very high, I'm sure.
No, they can get them probably $55 or $60 for a pair of them, I think.
One.
Yeah, just good night. It's starting to be like golf, because everything's starting to get so expensive. And it just is.
Yeah.
I tell you, what I do is I go into one of them gas stations and get those little cotton gloves. The only problem is they only make them in like large and extra large.
Oh.
I'll be a little guy. I got a medium hand. Hey, we'll be back. We got a lot to talk about here. More on the Big League Fishing Radio Network.
Hello, this is Bailey Turner, and you are listening to Big League Fishing with Doug Flynn and Keith Muntz on MyGDAT. And they will be right back.
Hello, human. This is a Mountain Dew ad, and we're about to crank things up in this booth. For starters, I don't like my voice. Let's change it. You, get in here.
All right. Somebody, hand me some maracas. That's it. I'm starting to feel it now. Dew guy, drop a beat.
How's this?
Do ya. Mountain Doodly, do ya.
I just got gooses. Keep it going. HR department, start chanting. Yes. Gorgeous. Lady in the corner, what do you do? Terrifying. I love it. Toss in a bucket of snakes. Kick it. Bagpipes! I need them! Wizard, summon a storm. Ooh, mama, it's like a freaky spa up here. Elephants, contribute! Jim, smack yourself with a fish. It's the most beautiful sound that has ever been. If you've got a mouth and a brain, crack open a Mountain Dew and reward your gullet with that bold citrus kick. Until next time, do the Dew.
Hi, I'm Danny McSorley. Whether you're looking to trade in your old boat or purchase a new one, let us get you ready for the season at Marine Works at Pandora Marina on Harrington Lake, just south of Lexington.
Everyone at Central Bank loves UK Athletics, almost as much as we love providing outstanding service. Sometimes the team kind of inspires us to improve even more. Like just the other day, I was helping a customer open a checking account.
I really don't know what kind of account I'm looking for.
Well, I hope I can help you.
Time out! Time out!
Coach Cal? What are you doing here?
Come over here, Mike. You need to take charge here. Show them the options. You've got checking, CDs, money market accounts. You're like a point guard here. It's up to you to make all of our customers' financial lives easier and better. Now, do I need to bring in a sub or are you my guy?
No, Coach. I'm your guy.
Now go out there and help make this customer a winner.
Coach Cal never lets us rest, and we love him for it.
Central Bank, serious about banking, crazy about UK. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, Doug Flynn here. Are you tired of your cable company? Well, get rid of them. Get DirecTV from Impact Satellite. I've been thinking about getting DirecTV, but I didn't want to get it from a website, and I like doing business with a local person. Then I found Impact Satellite, Central Kentucky's premier local DirecTV dealer. They helped me choose the best package and equipment for me and scheduled a day and time for my installation. The installer was on time. I didn't have to wait 4 hours and wonder if they were going to get there or not. Do you want TV service in your business? They can take care of that too. The DirecTV experts at Impact Satellite will put together the best plan for your business, and the service is great. Do what I did. Get rid of your cable company and get DirecTV from Impact Satellite, the area's premier local DirecTV dealer. Call Impact Satellite at 502-867-0157. That's 502-867-0157. Or visit the showroom in Georgetown at 104 Lawson Drive between Walmart and 84 Lumber. Impact Satellite. Tell them Doug Flynn sent you and save an extra $10 per month for the first 10 months.
Oh, boys and girls, welcome back to Big League Fishing. We got my partner a little riled up here.
I'm not even driving in this traffic.
And normally the traffic and him driving just to do our show will get him.
Hey, you know what? I thought this traffic was bad. Try driving through this town if there's a little skiff of snow on the ground.
Oh, you're telling me nothing. Rain or snow, you got no shot.
I was on You know where Castlewood Park is?
Yes, sir.
We're over working close to Castlewood.
Yes, sir.
It took me 47 minutes to get from Castlewood Park to Man of War Drive.
Good.
47 minutes.
Which way did you go?
I went straight through town, right down through here, right up through town.
Wow.
Mistake.
Yeah.
But you go.
Was there a ball game night or something?
No, it's snow.
Oh, just snow.
Nothing going on. It was just snow. People go, light would turn red. Of course, here's the thing. The light turns red, and then
that means you've got 2 seconds to run it.
Yeah. So you got to go. I mean, there's about six cars behind you pushing you wanting to get on through there. Okay. Then it turns green, but you can't go because the light up in front of you is still red.
Yeah.
And the light in front of that one's still red.
Yeah.
So then that one turns green, and then this one goes two cars, and this one turns red. So now you're stopped again.
Yeah, well, you know, the city planner that put those lights together, Mr. Ray Charles, he thought that everybody could probably get through that. You know, I know it's a tough job to get these lights done.
But I just like to fuss.
But I got caught at the double diamond crossover the other day.
Oh, that's beautiful there.
And it took forever to get through there. And it wasn't a wreck. There wasn't nothing. And I don't know if it's the...
That's probably my favorite spot in the town.
By far. I think I'm going to get one of those pictures blown up and put it on my wall. just so I can have it there. Double diamond crossover. We got an award for it. We got an award to stop traffic.
In fact, don't they have another one now? Aren't they putting another one off Leestown Road or somewhere?
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know.
I try to stay off those roads.
Misinformation.
I use my helicopter when I got to go across town.
I can't blame you.
All right. Guys that are going fishing. Hey, yes, are they doing anything down Harrington?
I haven't heard, but I'm sure they are.
What about Dale? This
Dale
ought to be
Hollow
Dale's
is still
hot
red
time.
Hot. Dale Hollow is good. Laurel Lake is good. I mean, everybody I'm talking to, if you've been fishing, you have to think, well, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's good. The water temperature's not gotten too cold anywhere, as far as I know. Wow. Kentucky Lake is good. Kentucky Lake's a little bit cooler because it's shallower and a little bit more current, but Kentucky Lake's red hot right now. In fact, the biggest bag I ever caught on Kentucky Lake, personally, was about the 20th or 21st of January. And you remember when that big boat run through the bridge?
Yes.
I was there the day before. That was on Tuesday. I was down there on a Monday. And I had our five biggest fish was like 37 pounds.
Good night.
They were big. They were nice.
Was that ledge fishing or how'd you catch them?
No, we caught them on Alabama. I was with Eric Sanders.
Oh.
And, you know, he stays down there, and I met him down there, and he said, man, I'm catching some. Come on down. So I got up that next morning, drove down, met him at the ramp, and he was right.
Wow.
He didn't lie to me.
Wow. All on the rig.
All on the rig. So.
Good night.
It's just a big fish catcher. You fish for a different fish when you throw that thing.
Well, I was really surprised we didn't get a big bite the other day.
Yeah, we didn't.
And not even a big striper bite.
No. I only caught like three stripers.
And they were little.
Yeah, and that was the difference because the day we caught the big sack, probably caught 20 stripers,
yeah.
15 to 20
yeah, you
stripers.
You had some big ones. I look back at some of the pictures you had. Those were pretty nice ones.
Yeah, they were fun, too.
You know, there's a lot of people that just love to go fish for that. There's several different ways, but there's not much better way to do it than to throw an Alabama
no.
rig, is there?
No, it imitates what they eat the most.
Yeah.
You know?
See a school of them just, coming, and boy, hang on when they hit.
Oh, my goodness.
It's fun, isn't it?
Yeah, especially when you got a rod, you know, fairly stiff rod, and you got braided line that no give, and then that A-rig with the wires, there's no give. When they hit, something's got to give.
Yeah.
You know? It's usually my hands.
I like it the way you'll say it, though. You get the big hit, and you'll go, oh, gosh, I hope it's the right flavor. I hope it's the right flavor. But you never know, but it's
That's
still
right.
fun. And that one day, you must have caught 15 big stripers. I mean, 4 to 5 pounders, probably.
I need to check. I think there's a size. Isn't there a size limit on those things now?
It should be.
And I think you only keep 4 or 5. It used to.
It might. Isn't it 18 inches?
I think it's 18. It was bigger than that for a while. I think they dropped it down. I may be wrong. I don't know.
Yeah, but there should be.
I don't
because,
fish them enough to.
I know. There should be a limit. I mean, when you go into state or when the record's 50 or 60 pounds. I mean, you go in there and you catch a 4 or 5 pounder, you look like that's a throwback.
Did I tell you about that big one I caught? I was down there one time at, in fact, I was up in Greasy Creek on Lake Cumberland, fishing way back in there. It was in the fall. And I was catching bass on a rattle trap, catching several nice bass, you know, 2 to 3 pounders.
Mm-hmm.
And I threw over the stump and I thought it was hung. I could see the little dark stump there. And when I come over, I thought, oh, I hung in that thing. And it just, water just boiled. I said, oh, my goodness. I said, that is a giant. And it was fighting, pulling out through there. And I had the preacher of a Bergen Baptist church at that time, John Roebuck. He was our preacher, and he always wanted to go with me. So we were out there. I'm telling you that so you think I'm telling the truth. Anyway, it was a striper. I mean, it's as big as me, it looked like, you know. And it rolls around. He said, how are we going to get that in? I said,
he had it in the mouth?
I had it, yeah. I hooked it. I mean, he eat it. So I'm sitting there fighting this thing down, get it up by the boat, and he has a net, you know, my regular net. Well, it's not going to fit in that net. We tried twice to get it in there, and it wouldn't fit. So he said, I'll just jump in and throw it over the back. I said, well, when you jump in, you're going to sink. It's 3 foot deep. You're going to sink in mud, 2 foot. I said, it'd be up to, you know, to your neck. I said, let's just get it in here. So we finally got the head of it in the net, and I grabbed the tail, and we rolled it over on the back deck.
Wow.
I'm looking at it thinking, world record, state record, you know. So I fire up, and I head straight to the state park dock down there at Greasy Creek. I'm going running there.
Yeah,
and
they got a scale there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they got scales. I have a lot of people that fish there off the, guides and whatnot. And I said, I'll just impress these old boys. So I walked up there, and when I pulled up, the dock guy came out and said, you want some gas? I said, no, I just got a giant striper here I need to check. He looked at me and said, yeah, that's pretty good. I knew right then I was in trouble. I carried it around, weighed 35 pounds.
Oh.
But it was big. It's 20-something pounds off the state record. Not even close.
That's a big striper.
Yeah. It's a giant, you know.
I've seen guys hold up those 50-pounders, and you look at them, and they just look freaky.
Yeah.
I mean, they're ridiculous how big they are.
Kind of like us in those curved mirrors.
Yeah. That one spot you caught looked like I was looking in a mirror that one day. Had a big old poochy belly.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, you doing good on your New Year's resolution?
No, I'm not. Are you?
Well, I was.
I'm not.
I was, but I'm not now. Hey, more when we get back. Two fat guys fishing.
Hey, this is Mark Menendez with you. Big League Fishing, Keith and Doug. Keith's going to throw a fishing pole. Doug's probably going to throw a baseball. They're a lot of fun. You're going to learn a lot about our sport here on Big League Fishing.
Hello, human. This is a Mountain Dew ad, and we're about to crank things up in this booth. For starters, I don't like my voice. Let's change it. You, get in here.
All right. Somebody, hand me some maracas. That's it. I'm starting to feel it now. Dew guy, drop a beat.
How's this?
Do ya, Mountain Doodly, do ya.
I just got gooses. Keep it going. HR department, start chanting. Yes. Gorgeous. Lady in the corner, what do you do? Terrifying. I love it. Toss in a bucket of snakes. Kick it. Bagpipes! I need them! Wizard, summon a storm. Ooh, mama, it's like a freaky spa up here. Elephants, contribute! Jim, smack yourself with a fish. It's the most beautiful sound that has ever been. Mm. If you've got a mouth and a brain, crack open a Mountain Dew and reward your gullet with that bold citrus kick. Until next time, do the Dew.
Hey folks, this is Doug Flynn, and I want to talk to you about Sutherland Chevrolet. You know, I'm pretty particular about what I drive. I stopped by, got the best service that I have ever received, and got me a brand new old pickup truck. It is absolutely wonderful. I've only taken it back once, and the service was incredible. Hey, if you're in the market for a nice vehicle, whether it be a truck or just a car, see our friends at Sutherland Chevrolet over in Nicholasville. You will not be disappointed.
Hi, I'm Danny McSorley. Whether you're looking to trade in your old boat or purchase a new one, let us get you ready for the season at Marine Works at Pandora Marina on Harrington Lake, just south of Lexington.
Well, we're back. One more segment of this riveting show that you're listening to today with these two fat guys sitting here that can't fish a lick. We got a new producer that we told, if there's any possible way, you got to make us look as good as you can. He left. He quit.
He did.
Yeah, well, it's just you and me sitting here in the studio now.
Push it off on poor Sean.
I know. Well, you know, if you can make us sound good and look good, yeah, you got a chance to really elevate yourself in the radio business.
If you make us look good on radio, you've done something.
That's exactly right. I think I look pretty darn good. You do. Both of us with
you
the face
smashing
for radio.
You got a tie on. You look awesome.
I do, don't I?
Yes,
I know.
I'm impressed.
Yeah.
Did you work today?
Yeah, I worked today. What's wrong with you? I actually went to the bank twice.
Seriously.
Signed a couple of things.
Oh, one was a loan and the other was make a withdrawal, right?
Yeah. I had to make a deposit today.
Oh, okay.
So I've actually had some good stuff going on.
A good deal.
And, you know, Central Bank, I'm pretty fortunate. You know, they let me get away and do a bunch of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm pretty good. Hey, I got a call from the manager of the Cincinnati Reds, Brian Price.
Okay.
And I thought, what could this be about? But it was, he wanted me to come out and, you know, be on the field for a week with the guys.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah. And I thought, well, I've done it before, but I've never got a call from him before.
Yeah, yeah.
And I really like him. I think this year we'll see some good things, depending on what they do with a couple of players.
Have you heard any scoop that you're allowed to tell?
No, there's nothing.
Nothing?
There's nothing. They made one trade. They got Drew Storen, and that's the only thing. He's a relief pitcher. The big news is they thought they had Brandon Phillips traded, but Brandon nixed the trade to the Braves.
Didn't so he nix it to the Washington last year? Or he's wanting to go to Washington?
There was two teams, Washington and Oakland last year, and he nixed them both. Which,
not going to comment on that.
Yep. But what he's doing is he's going to make like $12 to $14 million a year, and he tried to get him to go to like $16 million a year to be traded. So the deal is you got Peraza and Herrera, two kids that they, you know, can look like pretty good players. Are you going to play them up the middle? Are you going to play Cozart and Phillips? Cozart, to me, he's a good player. He's been hurt a bunch, but he's a very good player.
Yeah, I think he's awesome.
We'll just have to wait and see what they're going to do. The outfield looks like it's pretty set. Everything else is set. Pitching is hopefully healthy.
That's the big key. 5-0 last year, and then ended up what, 40 games under.
Yeah, they didn't do too good after that. No, that might have been the worst thing that happened to them. They started out 5-0. All right, let's get back to when we're going to win a tournament.
Hey, I got to say something. I about left my buddies down at Pittsburgh Marine out next weekend. Not this weekend, but next weekend. I think that was it. The 21st. Is that correct? Next Saturday?
Yeah, that sounds right.
That sounds right. They're having their open house down there, and they got Hank Parker.
Oh.
So that'd be a good, I mean, he's awesome. Yes, I'll be there. I'll be there, and a bunch of guys will be there. And they got, of course, they want to sell you a good boat. They got plenty of boats down there.
They got some good boats.
Go down there and
get Hank's number. We'll see if we can't get him on here one time.
I'll do that.
And speaking of Hank, I just got a call the other day from my buddy Charlie Taylor, who was a really good fisherman down Lake Cumberland. His dad was even better than him, they say. But he
Coach
called
Taylor?
Coach Taylor.
Coach
yep,
Taylor.
Lost his wife a while back, and Coach has had some heart issues. But I got a call from him, told him we're going to pick him up one day and just take him out in the boat.
I'd love to.
Have you met him?
I've met him. It's been years ago.
He was at the tryout
gave me a T-Bass Lures jacket one time.
Yeah,
it was blue. Had white on the back, had T-Bass Lures on it.
Yep.
And made
I think
best.
I still have mine.
Yeah, he made the best spinner baits and the best plastic worms at that time. I wished I had them right now.
I'd like to have 1,000 of them for Harrington.
That was the worm down there. And
I wonder who's got that. Somebody's got to have that mold, don't they?
You would think he still does. He might.
I know.
Maybe
we
should talk him into showing
him
us how
to do that. Him and Kathy, boy, they ran Tease Lures for a long time.
Right there out of Somerset.
But one of their good buddies was Hank Parker.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember back in like 1980-something, I said, you know, all Hank would have to do is advertise your lures on there, and they'd take right off. He said, you know what it costs to get on Hank's show to advertise?
Mm-hmm.
He said, at that time, it was a minimum of $125,000 a year.
Yeah. I doubt if it's gone down any.
Oh, I'd say it's, yeah. And now we know he does hunting and fishing shows. So.
I met Hank Parker and talked to him several times. And good guy.
He seemed like it.
He's just like he is in person as he is on his TV show.
Well, I have missed our buddy's Major League Fishing show. What's going on?
Man, it's been good. They're at the Lake of the Ozarks.
Oh.
And I think this last one, Kevin Short, won this past weekend. I don't know what's going on this weekend, but it's on and going good on the outdoor channels. Of course, I guess that's a shameless plug for
them. I might get a chance to watch it Saturday. But I missed it last week.
I'll try to tape it. I think you can. I'll run them down. You need to come down one weekend. We'll sit and watch fishing shows since we can't fish. But
here's what we'll do. We'll sit in your boat in your garage, and we'll watch the show.
Oh, James Watson. Remember James Watson?
Yeah.
Crazy James Watson. He went up at the Lake of the Ozarks. It's kind of neat because I fished the Lake of the Ozarks. And the first week they were in another branch down there. I fished it, practicing, went down in there and looked around. Didn't really like it, so I left out, went up the lake to this other river up there. Really good. And that's where they were at this past week. And I recognized several places those guys were fishing. Well, James Watson went up there, and he gets his flipping pole out, and there's a bunch of little isolated logs and stumps. And he's just whacking them. One pound, 1.5, 2 pound, you know. And here comes Kevin Short, sees him, which I thought was kind of dirty. Fished up behind him. And Watson's up there catching another one, showing it to him. Hey, man, you're in the wrong spot here. Before they bite you, acting like a fool. Well, he starts his boat up and idled right around him and started fishing. And then to add insult to injury, catches a 5-pounder.
Wow.
That would have probably got under my
nose. What did Watson say?
He didn't say a whole lot, you know, but he mentioned it several times later in the show. You know,
let's talk about fishing etiquette for a second.
Yeah.
What is the proper etiquette?
There's none, evidently.
What is the unwritten rules that normally apply to decent, law-abiding good-willed American people.
Somebody beats you there, you wait your turn. They leave, you can have it.
All right. How close can you pull in front of somebody and still feel comfortable?
Your rules are 50 yards with the troll motor up and your anchor out. So that means if you got your troll motor down, I guess it means you can bump right into them because they do. And a lot of times that happens. Ledge fishing, that's really bad because Chickamauga, it's got great fishing, but it don't have a lot of ledges. They're all community ledges. Kentucky Lake, the north end of Kentucky Lake, you go down there on a Saturday and they're boat to boat to boat to boat. So really, I can see that, but it's just, I just don't like it. I never have. That's the reason I make a long run sometimes to get away from it.
Yeah, you do. Well, I mean, we've seen guys that have pulled right in front of us, dropped their motors down. I mean, that's happened several times. Let me ask you this then.
Okay.
What is the proper response to that?
That's the reason I carry an ounce and a half sinkers. No. It's not.
Do you? I mean, you feel like saying something, but rarely. I don't think I've ever seen you say anything.
I've not gone off. Once or twice, I've been really. One time, a guy cut me off. I mean, almost hit my trolling motor with his big motor as he cut in front of me. This is honest truth. Bank fishing. Now, if we was out on a ledge, it'd been different, but we were fishing down the banks.
Wow.
And
in a tournament.
And I said something to him. And I said, you know, you should have said something. I'd let you have this spot. You know, and I started up and I went right around him and made sure my motor almost hit his troll motor, which probably wasn't the right thing to do. I know it wasn't the Christian thing to do.
Did he get the message?
Yeah, he stayed behind me. Yeah. You know, I fished on then, but he stayed behind me from that point on. But if he wanted that spot, if I'm wanting it that bad, I'm going to pull in behind the guy.
Yeah.
If he's already there. Now, you know, if we were running there at the same time, he starts up here and we come toward each other, that's different. But, I mean, I'm fishing down the bank and he cut dead in front of me.
Wow. What's the proper etiquette if you're fishing and throwing towards the bank and a pontoon goes between you and the bank?
Well.
Three times.
Well, three's fine. I've had it happen four.
Yeah. I've seen it with you twice. Now
that's not very.
And then his buddy on a jet ski do it.
If you can push them a little bit closer to the bank where they hit bottom and tear their prop up, then that's a proper etiquette.
It's to get a heavy bait like a Zara Spook and see if you can't.
Well, you know our buddy Doug Coulter. Doug Coulter and I were fishing at Barron River one day, and we were fishing on a ledge, and we were catching them. And here comes this pontoon between us and the bank. And it goes out, toward the middle of the lake, makes a big circle. And he's doing it on purpose, I know, at this point, and comes right back toward us. And I told Coulter, I said, here he comes. I said, again. Coulter said, he's not coming through this time. And he got on the troll motor and starts heezing toward the bank. Well, that boat just keeps on coming. Keeps on coming. Finally, he gets between us and the bank. I mean, Coulter turns around and takes his Carolina rig and throws it as hard as he can. And it hits that guy's motor and sinks. Coulter says, I guess he won't come through here again by the time Doug said, I got one, and caught a 3.5-pounder. And that's the honest truth. I said, I hope he comes by one more time.
Well, I mean, you know, having said that, I remember one day we were fishing Barron, and the more they would stir up the water, the more the fish could bite.
Yeah, that I don't think that really hurts. It hurts us more than it does the fish. Yeah. But
it's just not – it's just rude.
Is it rude? You got a rude.
I got a rude. Oh, goodness. All right, proper etiquette. Man, if you're out in the water, try to be courteous.
Just be courteous.
Yeah, when you get in your cars, that's when you act like idiots. But when you're in the boat, be courteous.
Here's the thing. Don't do anything.
No blinkers out there on the boat.
Don't do anything that you wouldn't want somebody to do to you. If I'm sitting there, would I want somebody cutting in front of me? So, no, I'm not going to
cut in front of them. Well, if they're non-fishermen, they might not know.
Well, that's true. And then you have to overlook that because that happens.
No, then you have to educate them.
You have to tell them.
Just let them know.
Hey, inconsiderate rascal, you.
Yeah. Oh, what part up north are you from?
Glad you said that.
Did that come across there?
That might.
I can't. No. No, that'd never make the radio.
No.
Hey, we about run out of time again. I know. And you're going fishing.
I'm going to Cumberland or Dale Hollow or both. May go to one for a little while if they quit biting and go to the other one.
Well, I'm expecting that when I get back from camp that you're going to have everything figured out for us to start winning tournaments.
Oh, I do. I got it, man.
I know one thing, and I think Marty Stone was right when he said your partner has been weak, and he has. Your partner has been weak.
You know, he was fork tongue on that because he was talking to both of us. No,
you've held your own. I have not. I have not done very well. I got to get out there and get back into fishing. You know, it's like anything else. Once you get the feel for it, you get in that good rhythm – and you just know you're going to catch fish. And
it's
got in that, though.
It's like anything. You know, once you get in that little flow, man, it just rolls. So sometimes you can make bad throws and catch good fish.
And the only way to get in that thing is to keep throwing.
Keep going. Don't give up.
Dadgum, man. All right, well, I'm going to keep chunking because I like it too much.
I know you will.
Is it chunking or chucking?
Chunking. I like chunking and a winding.
That's what I like, chunking and winding.
If you want to, but I'm going to chunk mine.
All right, buddy. Well, do good today. Catch a bunch of fish. I want to shout out to my pop. He's struggling.
Yeah.
He failed.
He'll get better, buddy.
He'll get better. All right. If we happen to miss you on the radio, by golly, we'll catch you somewhere on the water. For Doug and Keith, Big League Fishing.
Hello, human. This is a Mountain Dewad, and we're about to crank things up in this booth. For starters, I don't like my voice. Let's change it. You, get in here.
All right. Somebody, hand me some maracas. That's it. I'm starting to feel it now. Do guy, drop a beat.
How's this?
Do ya, Mountain Doodly, do ya.
I just got gooses. Keep it going. HR department, start chanting. Yes. Gorgeous. Lady in the corner, what do you do? Terrifying. I love it. Toss in a bucket of snakes. Kick out. Bagpipes! I need them! Wizard, summon a storm. Ooh, mama, it's like a freaky spa up here. Elephants, contribute! Jim, smack yourself with a fish. It's the most beautiful sound that has ever been. Mm. If you've got a mouth and a brain, crack open a Mountain Dew and reward your gullet with that bold citrus kick. Until next time, do the Dew.
Hi, I'm Danny McSorley. Whether you're looking to trade in your old boat or purchase a new one, let us get you ready for the season at Marine Works at Pandora Marina on Harrington Lake, just south of Lexington.
Everyone at Central Bank loves UK Athletics, almost as much as we love providing outstanding service. Sometimes the team kind of inspires us to improve even more. Like just the other day, I was helping a customer open a checking account.
I really don't know what kind of account I'm looking for.
Well, I hope I can help you.
Time out! Time out!
Coach Cal? What are you doing here?
Come over here, Mike. You need to take charge here. Show them the options. You've got checking, CDs, money market accounts. You're like a point guard here. It's up to you to make all of our customers' financial lives easier and better. Now, do I need to bring in a sub or are you my guy?
No, Coach. I'm your guy.
Now go out there and help make this customer a winner.
Coach Cal never lets us rest, and we love him for it.
Central Bank, serious about banking, crazy about UK. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, Doug Flynn here. Are you tired of your cable company? Well, get rid of them. Get DirecTV from Impact Satellite. I've been thinking about getting DirecTV, but I didn't want to get it from a website, and I like doing business with a local person. Then I found Impact Satellite, Central Kentucky's premier local DirecTV dealer. They helped me choose the best package and equipment for me and scheduled a day and time for my installation. The installer was on time. I didn't have to wait 4 hours and wonder if they were going to get there or not. Do you want TV service in your business? They can take care of that, too. The DirecTV experts at Impact Satellite will put together the best plan for your business, and the service is great. Do what I did. Get rid of your cable company and get DirecTV from Impact Satellite, the area's premier local DirecTV dealer. Call Impact Satellite at 502-867-0157. That's 502-867-0157. Or visit the showroom in Georgetown at 104 Lawson Drive between Walmart and 84 Lumber. Impact Satellite. Tell them Doug Flynn sent you and save an extra $10 per month for the first 10 months.